Welcome back, everybody, to Amid Yomi Interrupted Off Mem Dalam and Baseball. We are on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam and Alpha. This Amid is going to talk about today is if you are Miyachid a Kli, you set aside a Kli for a specific Davar HaAsr, for an Asr purpose, does it make it Asr as Muksa on Shabbos, even if you don't end up doing something Asr with it? So it says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Mita Shiichad Nelemos Asr L'Taltala. If you have a bed that someone verbally committed to putting money on, meaning to using it as a base for money, then you are not allowed to move that bed on Shabbos. Meisvei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked a question on this. Metatla Ner Chadash Aval Lo Yashan. Our Mishnah just told us that you're not allowed to use an old candle because it's dirty, it's disgusting, whatever it may be, but a new one which was not yet used, you would be allowed to use that. That was certainly set aside and designated to be lit on Shabbos, and still we see you're allowed to use it if you did not actually light it. So why should this be any different than the case of the bed? And even more so, let's just take the question even further. Uman ner de l'achli avida, when it comes to a candle and a lamp, it's made for that purpose of being lit. Ki lo hidlik bashar l'taltula. When you didn't use it for that purpose, still you're allowed to go ahead and move it on Shabbos, and it's not muksa. So mita de lav l'achli avida lo kol shegein. So when it comes to a bed which is not specifically set aside to go ahead and have coins on it, so if you didn't end up putting coins on it, of course it shouldn't be a problem to move it on Shabbos, and only if there's actually money on it, that should be the issue. But setting it aside should not be the issue itself. So the Gemara concedes, and the Gemara fixes the statement of Rav Yehuda. This is really what Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, meant to say. So if you have a bed that was set aside, verbally designated to be used to store money, if he actually placed money on it, even during the week, and he took it off even before Shabbos, but at that time that he designated it for money, there was some money put on there. Even again, if it's not on Shabbos, then it's going to be usher to use on Shabbos. It's going to be considered muksa. But if he never put on money onto the bed, then you would be allowed to move it on Shabbos. Lo yidachad lemos. But if you never verbally set it aside for storing money, yeshal lemos usher l'taltula. If it has money on the bed on Shabbos, then it's going to be a problem. But ein lemos mutar l'taltula. But if on Shabbos it has no money on it, then it is going to be totally fine. Hu shelo yaleh bein hashmashos. And this is all assuming that there was no money on it from the onset of Shabbos at Bein HaShemashos. This is what we've spoken about the last few days of this Migo Diskatze, that once something is usher for Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be usher for the entire Shabbos. Now, comes the Gemara and continues on this topic. Amar Ua says, Masiv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar has a whole problem with this entire Shita of Rav, that we just had this whole Shita with the bed, that if it was usher going into Shabbos, then it's going to be usher throughout Shabbos. So there's a Mishnah in Kalim, which seems to imply the other way, talking about a wagon type thing when there's a wheel involved. So Muchna Shala, the wheel of a wagon, Mizman Shei Nishmetes, when it's removable in Chibor La, it's not considered attached to the rest of the wagon. Veinim Dedes Ima, and it's not measured together in terms of measuring how much is necessary in order to have some Tumah. Vein Matzelis Ima Ba'Oal Mason, when it comes to Tumas Oal, when talking about what's considered part of it in terms of whether it's going to be Tumah when it passes over a dead body, so it's going to be a total separate entity. Now, why are we mentioning this Mishnah? Because of the next line. Vein Gorino Sabbe Shabbos Mizman Shei Shalei Amos, and you're not allowed to drag it on Shabbos when there's money on it, meaning because it's its own entity, if there's money on the wheel, you're not allowed to move it. If it was part of the whole bigger entity, then it's something which has a davar ha'aser and a davar ha'moter, and then it would be allowed to move. But here, it's considered its own entity. If it has coins on it, it's going to be a problem. Ha'ena la'amos, but with the implication seems to be, if there was no money on the wheel, then it is permitted to drag it and to move it. Afagav dehavu alei bein hashmashos. It seems even though it was on from bein hashmashos, even though it was on going into Shabbos, and for that whole bein hashmashos period, as long as it's not on currently on Shabbos, you are allowed to move that wheel. But we just had this rule that we just said from Rav Yehuda Marav, that if something is usher going into Shabbos, this Migo Diskatzai that we've been talking the last few days, if something is usher for the entire Bein HaShemashos period going into Shabbos, it's going to remain muksa for the entire Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, how do we answer this question? Hahir Rabbi Shimoni Delesley Muksa. So now we're going to go back to our classic answer that there's a machlok, as always, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda has a more expansive vision of muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda has a more limited version of muksa, and this Mishnah about the wheel is clearly referring to Rabbi Shimon. That's why it's going to be okay, because he does not hold of this Miko Diskata. He doesn't hold just because something was usher for Bein HaShemashos going into Shabbos that it's going to be usher the remaining element of Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that, but Rabbi Yehuda does. So Ayi Rabbi Shimon, he delesley muksa. He doesn't hold of this muksa. Rav v'Rav k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirlei, and Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara on the next Amud on top of Mem Ham and Alf is going to start by trying to ask how we know that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. This is Daf Mem Dalon Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.